What's good, fam? Welcome to another episode of Stirring the Pot Podcast. This is your host, DGA, aka 509 Reasons. Damn, it's been a minute, huh? I know. All I gotta say is Happy New Year. I don't know. Am I allowed to say Happy New Year? I mean, it's the first time I'm talking to y'all. But is there a limitation to saying Happy New Year? I know it's the January 30th, 2023 Jordan year. But whatever. I'm going to say Happy New Year. It's the first time I'm talking to y'all. And I just want to say I'm happy to be here. I'm happy that you are here as well. And we're going to try to make it a good year. We're going to try to accomplish all our good goals and things that we want to do. And we're going to make it happen. Life be lifing, like I know all too well. And this is why we here kind of late. You know what I'm saying? Been slacking or whatever. But we back and I'm ready. And I hope you are too. I'm happy that you're here. I'm happy that you're listening, taking your time to pull up on your boy. I'm going to tell you how my New Year started off. So for New Year's, I decided I wanted to be in Florida. Pulled up on the 31st, flight delayed, but gosh, we made it. Had a good time, pulled up on the home girl. She had a New Year's party, seen some old faces. It was dope time. Probably got back home probably like 4 a.m. Got to the crib, tore up some sujumu and went to sleep. And I would say it was a good night. Woke up the next day and there was a doorbell. You know, somebody rang the doorbell early in the a.m. Probably like 9-ish. And I could hear it because the window was open. I was at my mom's spot. And my mom answered the door and it was the neighbor. And the neighbor was basically asked my mom if she had any guests. Which to me seemed like an odd question. And you could tell it was an odd question to her too. Because you could kind of hear the hesitation in my mom's response. But my mom's like, yeah. And the neighbor was like, well, I've been knocking around to find out whose car this is. But there's been an accident. And in my head, I'm like, I know I wasn't drunk last night. I didn't hit nothing. I got home okay. What the fuck is she talking about? And then she was like, I don't know. I've been asking around, but this might be whoever's with you. This might be their car. They should probably come out and check it out. And instantly, I jumped up out the bed, went outside. Sure enough, that was my car. There was an accident in the parking lot of the complex. Somebody was drunk. New Year's, you know what I'm saying? New Year's drinking. Then I hit the neighbor's car and tore the shit up out my car. Bumper on the ground. Nasty stuff. And of course, you know, I let off some cuss words and then I'm mad. Like, the one time, I'm like, this is not even my fault and I might have to pay for this. Because who the fuck takes the insurance from the rental agency? Nobody. So, after being pissed for some hours or whatever, finally called the insurance, let them know what the deal was. Already did the police report, whatever the case. And, you know, I got to eat that. You know, got to do the deductible thing. And we're going to see what happens to the premium. But, you know, everybody was like, you know, at least you're okay and shit like that. Nigga, I'm not. I'm not. That shit hurt. But it is what it is, man. You know, we're going to thug it out. We don't let shit hold shit. We don't let things hold us down over here. This is what we call New Life in Manu. This is the Haitian thing. We wash our hands. When it's out of your control, what you going to just let it hold you down? And bump that, man. But we good. Happy to be here. It's 2023. And this year is about consistency, more dedication, and not using excuses to hold ourselves back. Or I could more so say that for me. I'm not going to let excuses hold me back. And I'm looking forward to a good one. And I'm happy that you guys are here for the journey with me. And we're going to get it popping. I mean, this is going to be a quick episode, not crazy. But just know you already know we stirring the pot this year. So please, you know, holla at your boy, man. Jump up on the Instagram. If you want to jump on the show, let me know what it is. Happy to have you. We can have these, you know, dope ass conversations, and we're gonna keep it funky out here. You know, we're not about the BS. We about that real issue here. That's why we call it stirring the pot. We're gonna stir this motherfucker, and I hope you're ready to do it with me. One thing that's really bugging me right now is this social media shit. It's tiring, bro. It's tiring. Everybody has an opinion about one or the other and why shit's not working out, especially dating wise. I'm gonna need you to chill the fuck out. I'm tired. I really am. I just want to go on Instagram, learn something new, laugh a little bit. But y'all keep coming here with these unproductive ass subjects, and I'm tired. I'm motherfucking tired. Some of y'all need to shut the fuck up. I know y'all didn't expect me to come through with this type of energy on the first one for the year, but golly, this is tiring. If we can't have a productive conversation, we need to just like fall back, but we already know that's not gonna happen. It's not gonna happen. Everybody's gonna like who they like, and let's just keep it at that. Basically, everybody telling people this is what they need to look for in the other person. That's not for you to decide. That's for the person to decide. If you want to point out the red flags, go ahead and point out the red flags. But saying that such and such needs to make X amount of dollars, such and such needs to know how to cook. Oh my God, it's tiring. Because there's good relationships that's being ruined just based off of social media, for real. Like a person actually likes somebody else, and then here comes Instagram to go ahead and shut it down. If you happy, if you, you know what I'm saying, do your thing. If you satisfied, if it's checking your boxes off, man, live your life. And on the other side, if you know what I'm saying, you're not happy with yourself, don't be trying to ruin other people's shit. Don't be a hater. You ain't getting paid for that. Hating is a job, man. You ain't getting paid for that. Mind your business. Stop being a hater, man. But anyways, y'all, I will keep it real short. Like I said, you know what I'm saying? It's the first one of the year, just getting reacclimated. And I just want to say once again, thank you for being here. I'm going to leave y'all with this. Life is short. There's times where it seems like we have a long time, but we really don't when we start thinking in the grand scheme of things, man. Live your best life. Love those who love you back. You know what I'm saying? Show respect. Show love. Enjoy yourself. Do the things you want to do. Don't wait on others. Don't let nobody hold you back. And live your life. Don't try to hurt people in the process of living your life, but live your life. You feel me? And I'm looking forward to seeing what this year brings. It's gonna be some tough times, you already know that, but there's better times, and I'm looking forward to those times. Hope you are too. Anyways, you already know what it is. It's Stirring the Pot Talks on Instagram, STP Talks on Facebook, and just holla at your boy, man. We got some funky shit coming through your way, and I hope you're ready. I know I am, man. Holla at your boy, man. You already know what it is. Peace.